Chapter 4, The Sunday Emergency. All across Nutville Park, chaos developed in dessert form. Mama sprinted toward the birthday table. Tony dove after the falling cone. Papa grabbed the pudding bowl. The band kept playing for several confused seconds before realizing the music had become less important than gravity. The cone dropped. Tony lunged. Papa tipped the pudding bowl. Mama slid across the grass on a picnic blanket. Splunk! The cone landed in the bowl. There was silence. Then the birthday child, little Hazel Rabbit, clapped her paws and shouted, "Surprise Sunday!" The entire party cheered. This was fortunate, because the rest of the park had also become a problem. The heat was rising. The scoops were softening. The catapult arm was now slightly sticky with fudge and optimism. Chilly Millie put both paws on her hips. "All right, the machine is funny, fast, and dangerous to toppings. We need a calmer plan." Nutty looked stricken. "No more catapulting?" Grandma stood up and brushed crumbs from her skirt. "Smaller launches," she said. "Shorter distances. One scoop at a time. And a catcher team." Papa nodded. "A controlled dessert distribution system." This sounded serious enough that everybody agreed. So they reorganized. The farthest customers came closer. Tony and two older kids became official catchers. Mama used less force on the launch arm. Chili Mill limited cones to modest heights. Nutty adjusted the sign. It now read, "Catch calmly. No heroics." The rest of the afternoon went much better. Cones still flew, but only politely. One landed in a hat, but the hat's owner asked to keep it that way. And by sunset, every customer in Nutville Park had gotten ice cream with only a medium amount of running.